KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly sunny sky. It's 43 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 61. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Police in Creston report today an Adair County man was arrested on drug charges early this morning. 38-year-old Michael Ross Waddingham of Orient was arrested at around 1:23 a.m. near the intersection of Town Line Road and Osage Street in Creston on a charge of possession with the intent to sell or manufacture methamphetamine under 5 grams and introducing intoxicants or drugs into an institution, a jail in this case. Waddingham was being held in the Union County Jail on a $10,000 cash bond. At the same time and place, 23-year-old Dakota Eugene Brown of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended. He was later released on a $300 bond. Creston police said also at around 12:45 a.m. today, 31-year-old John Lyle Van Scoy of Creston was arrested on Highway 34 on charges that include eluding, driving while barred, OWI first offense, possession of a controlled substance second offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and interference with official acts. He was later released on a $5,000 bond. Thursday afternoon, Creston police arrested 19-year-old Tyson Malik Smiley of Creston for theft in the fifth degree. He was released from custody on a promise to appear in court. And at the same time and place, 19-year-old Elijah Dejan Shamar Thomas of Des Moines was arrested on charge of forgery. He was later released on a $5,000 bond. Republicans in the Iowa legislature have approved two bills that doom the Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture at Iowa State University. However, closing the research center seems to endanger donations to ISU that were specifically for the center. Mark Rasmussen, the center's director, has begun notifying researchers who got grants from the center.
The way the bill is written, we have to start winding it down almost immediately. And as you can imagine, with anything like this, we let out 2 to 3 year grants, and so we've always got projects in the pipeline that are either just starting or, you know, in the middle of their lifespan.
Democrats in the legislature have been pleading with Republicans to abandon their plan to close the Leopold Center. Senator Bill Dotzler is a Democrat from Waterloo.
This center at Iowa State is more than what a lot of you may realize. And it's unfortunate that this became some kind of a political game, I guess, in a way to shuffle the money away from something that does so much for sustainable agriculture.
Over the past 3 decades, the center has funded more than 600 research projects. Republicans included language in a budget bill that calls for closing the center. A different bill redirects nearly $400,000 in state tax dollars that would have been spent at the Leopold Center. Another ISU research center that specifically focused on manure and fertilizer management would get money. Republican Senator Tom Shipley, a farmer from Nottoway, defends the move.
We believe Nutrient Research Center can do a lot of those things if those projects have merit. Not to say that the others haven't, but I have a lot of faith that the people at Iowa State University, I better have, because I got a piece of paper that says they taught me a few things. If they see other opportunities and ways to make these things work, I have every confidence that they'll be able to do that.
Republicans in the legislature want the Leopold Center to cancel any existing grant or project that is not in the process of being completed. It's unclear how Governor Terry Branstad views the move. During his weekly news conference on Monday, Branstad did not respond directly to a question about closing the Leopold Center. Regent Larry McKibben says he's seeking to become the next president of the Iowa Board of Regents beginning May the 1st. McKibben said at a board meeting in Council Bluffs on Thursday that he will campaign to replace President Bruce Rastetter, who is leaving the board when his term expires on April the 30th. The board, which governs the state's 3 public universities, plans to hold special meetings to pick new leadership. The board's president pro tem, Katie Mulholland, is also leaving the board. McKibben is a Republican, former state senator from Marshalltown, and an attorney. He's been on the board for 4 years and has overseen a wide range of reviews from the university's business operations designed to save money. Iowa lawmakers are headed back to the Capitol today as they attempt to adjourn the 2017 legislative session. Lawmakers were scheduled today to try to pass a bill that helps to make up the roughly $7.2 billion budget. The so-called standing appropriation bill includes policy and spending across several state agencies. The GOP-controlled chambers debated into late last night to complete spending bills on health and human services and administration and regulation. They've already approved most budget bills that will require Governor Branstad's signature. It's unclear exactly what day lawmakers will actually adjourn. There's no official end date, although their reimbursements for daily expenses ended on Tuesday. GOP lawmakers also appear at odds over bills that fund water quality initiatives and expand medical marijuana. Republican-controlled Iowa legislature has approved a budget bill that would give up millions of dollars in federal Medicaid money to remove funding for Planned Parenthood. The Senate voted 28-21 Thursday night along party lines for the roughly $1.7 billion Health and Human Services budget bill. The House approved the bill on Wednesday, and it now goes to Governor Branstad. Legislation would create a state-run family planning program that excludes organizations that provide abortions. Iowa would give up federal Medicaid money and instead spend about $3.1 million in state dollars. Democrats criticized the decision amid the budget constraints. Several areas of state government are receiving less money in the roughly $7.2 billion budget that goes into effect in July. Elsewhere in the news, a former teacher is scheduled to go on trial in Des Moines June 26th on allegations that he had inappropriately touched and kissed students in his anatomy class. 33-year-old Dustin Mead pled not guilty Thursday to charges of sexual abuse and sexual exploitation by a school employee. His attorney, Guy Cook, says Mead denies any wrongdoing. A Johnston Community School District spokeswoman says Mead has since resigned. Court documents says Mead gave one girl grades she didn't earn, made sexual comments, and groped her. Well, those who oversee security at city halls and courthouses around the state are hoping to get some more information about what Iowa's new gun bill, signed into law by Governor Branstad, will mean for them. The bill will allow nearly a quarter of a million Iowans with concealed weapons permits to carry their guns into the state capitol. Woodbury County Sheriff Dave Drew is in charge of security at his county courthouse.
It's still a little unclear because we're waiting for the Attorney General's opinion, which I think should come out within 30 days. Of where the courthouses that have existing courthouse security will stand.
The Iowa Judicial Branch, the Iowa County Attorneys Association, and the Iowa Judges Association all had opposed the bill, which becomes law on July 1st. Sheriff Drew said there are also concerns about where someone carrying a gun could go after they enter the courthouse.
It covers more than just the courtroom, and that's where the definition we're trying to find out, does that protect the whole courthouse? Because the courthouse in itself isn't just courts. It has the auditor's office, the recorder's office in there.
The sheriff says we live in a dangerous world and emotions can run high in court hearings.
Judges and those involved in the criminal justice system, there's a lot of days, there's a lot of threats made. There's threats made in the courtroom when we have divorce hearings, child custody hearings. You know, a secure and safe courthouse makes it easier for jurors. Jurors are concerned about coming to the courthouse and feeling safe.
Woodbury County officials will meet in May to discuss their concerns about courthouse security. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.